This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gugulethu Mfumpi.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
When I say 7.6%, what comes to mind? Well, it should be the inflation print that was released today. And if things are good for you and your employer, maybe your salary increase, which is hopefully in line with inflation. But that might not be the reality for many South Africans. But to help us firmly understand South Africa's inflation figures, which have quickened for the first time in 3 months to 7.6%, specifically in the month of October, we join on the line by Khanyisa Phika, economist at Alexander Forbes. Khanyisa, lovely to have you on the show. Welcome.
Good evening, Gugu. How are you?
Keeping well, thank you. But a bit disappointed by the inflation figure, right, Khanyisa? Just when we're hoping that we've reached the peak, man, the numbers happen to tip up. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we were also unpleasantly surprised. We had expected inflation to continue its gradual ease from the peak of 7.8 in July. We expected it to come in at 7.3% in October. Consensus was at 7.4%, but we saw that there was quite some surprise, particularly in core inflation, given that we already knew what fuel inflation had looked like in advance, and we were expecting that food prices would be broadly steady. So I think the shot up that we saw today, mainly driven by core inflation, which rose to a five-year high at 5%. Very much above expectations once again, and I think it has been printing above expectations throughout the year. A surprise to it was that usually Census Day does the medical health insurance survey in September or on a quarterly basis, but because Discovery had announced that they would increase their premiums in October, that stepped in and we saw medical insurance actually rise to about 4.8% in October. We also saw a shift in alcoholic beverages and tobacco that rose to about 6.2%. All of the increases that we saw with household contents, for example, and vehicle inflation were edging up above that 4.5% threshold. So I think that just reflects the widening of these price pressures.
Yeah, and it raises real concerns, right, Khanyisa? But I do believe as South Africans and as South African consumers, we need to be reminded that this is not necessarily limited to South Africa, but I guess part of a global phenomena. What are we seeing in terms of trends and expectations of this being the peak of inflation? Or am I counting our eggs or chickens before they hatch?
No, so what we've seen importantly is that food inflation continues to increase in double digits, which will add into that pressure for households because those prices for breads and cereals, for example, still edging towards 20%. Meat prices have increased above 10%, for example. Dairy products are also quite pricey. And if you look at the month-on-month figures, though, what we've seen in the past few months is that global food prices had begun to decrease. And we know that there is about 6 to 12 months of a lag for South Africa. So what we saw, the month-on-month figures for food prices showed quite a significant decline in October. And I think that we could say that there's the beginning of the slowdown in the momentum of local food prices, which will be in line with global food prices. I think if you look at international oil prices, they have been significantly quite declining, really, compared to where they were a few months ago. But I think the weakness in the exchange rate continues to keep them quite elevated. We do expect that they will begin a 3-4 decline in the next year as those recession rhetorics continue. But I think largely importantly, demand for inflation will remain muted, as seen with how core is still, while it's creeping up, it's still quite below where headline inflation is. And also we've seen that the prolonged effect of the tightening of monetary policy that we've seen in recent months is slowly filtering into the economy.
got you. We do need to put things into perspective, though, right, for South African households, because as you rightfully state, looking at these numbers, this just leads to us feeling the pinch by having to dig deeper into our pockets, pay out a little bit more at the tills when we do our shopping. But help us unpack what this means for tomorrow's interest rate hike from the MPC, what kind of numbers you're plugging in, and most importantly, how South African households do need to prepare ahead of Black Friday, ahead of the festive season, and traditionally a year where consumption really picks up in terms of economic activity.
Absolutely. So I think today's print was just, I think, will solidify the Reserve Bank's hawkish stance. They are really concerned about the influence of second round effects of these shocks. So the broadening in these price pressures, I think, cement that they will increase interest rates tomorrow by no less than 75 basis points, bringing the interest rate to about 7.25% in the first quarter next year. I think that's where we are seeing that peak in interest rates before they begin to pause in rates. And importantly, this is even above what the quarterly projection model had indicated earlier, meaning that now this front loading is higher than that was expected. So for South Africans, I think it will be quite tricky, considering that this is the festive season, as you say. But I think if you have an extra buck in your pocket, perhaps taking up those Black Friday sales would be beneficial, considering that prices that are high, these are things that people consume. Food, meat prices are quite expensive. If you look at where prices are compared to last year, of a general South African basket, really, diesel has increased quite significantly, and people usually travel during this time. And if you think about where we buy onions for all those salads, those prices have increased about 30%.
I like that. And you know what, Kanyisa, you're describing
really
this, but
tricky.
You're right. It's very practical, right? It basically means that the braai that we're going to prepare for this summer is just going to be more expensive. So whether
Absolutely.
You're making the salad or you're bringing the meat, either way, we're all paying more than what we did about a year ago.
Absolutely. It's tightening our belts and just being careful with the credit that we do get. I think for investors, a high interest rate is always welcome. But for people who have bonds to pay, vehicle financing to think about, it's going to be quite tight for the upcoming months, because we do expect a hold only after the first half of 2023.
Got you. Shoo. It's a tough one, but hopefully a little bit more resilience on our end will see us through, but hopefully there will be some kind of turnaround as well that will soften the blow on our pockets. Kanyisa, really appreciate your time this evening and great to have you on the show. That's economist at Alexander Forbes, Kanyisa Peka, giving us insight into South Africa's inflation figure that came in at 7.6%. Again, in terms of our comparison to the global economy, we're not as bad as our peers in Turkey, Argentina, and even some of the European markets. But the challenge is that we are feeling the pinch, and we really can't afford it as an emerging market economy, and an economy that coming out of the pandemic was still plagued by weak economic fundamentals before we even entered the lockdown period. So it's going to be difficult, it's going to be tough, and I guess this is where we once again need to exercise a great level of financial discipline, whether you're working within your personal pocket or building businesses and trying to create wealth and leave a legacy.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.